From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abilly reporting. President Donald Trump is canceling the last administration's agreement with Cuba. President Donald Trump has begun undoing some parts of his predecessor's historic opening to the island country. New measures include tightening restrictions on tourism travel and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to Cuban military and intelligence services. A Cuban military conglomerate is estimated to control over more than half of the country's economy. In a speech in Miami's Little Havana district, Trump said he took steps toward fulfilling a campaign promise that helped him win last November's election in Florida, where the Cuban-American vote was instrumental in pushing him over the top. A jury in the U.S. state of Minnesota has acquitted a police officer who fatally shot a black motorist during a traffic stop. The small city that employed Geronimo Yanez as a policeman dismissed him immediately after he was found not guilty of second-degree manslaughter. A statement on the city's website said the public will be best served if Officer Yanez is no longer a police officer in our city. The 29-year-old officer has not been on active duty since a shooting last July. Much of the incident in which Philandro Castile, 32, was shot in his car was streamed live on social media. Castile's girlfriend, sitting beside him as Yanez fired 7 shots, said she recorded the video because she feared that she and her 4-year-old daughter in the car's rear seat were in danger. The online retail giant Amazon is buying grocery chain Whole Foods in a deal worth $13.7 billion. This is VOA News. Australia is encouraging gun owners to hand over any illegal firearms without penalty next month as concerns grow over crimes involving such weapons. Michael Keenan is Australian Justice Minister and Minister assisting the Prime Minister's counter-terrorism efforts.
Fortunately, we have intelligence estimates that that pool of illegal guns remains large. Probably about 260,000 unregistered guns exist is our intelligence estimate. The more we reduce the pool of illegal firearms, then the less likelihood that they're going to fall into the wrong hands.
The 3-month amnesty will be the first such nationwide amnesty on surrendered firearms since 1996, when a gunman killed 35 people and galvanized support for tough gun controls. The International Organization for Migration reports there are ongoing efforts to rescue around 200 migrants from Somalia and Ethiopia who have been kidnapped in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
News of the kidnappings and illegal detentions in Libya first surfaced in a video which appeared on Facebook on June 9th. The International Organization for Migration says families of the missing men and women have received ransom demands based on short video clips depicting scenes of active torture. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA the source of the video is not known, but there is little doubt as to its veracity. The IOM reports it is working with partners to try to locate the migrants. It says IOM staff, in coordination with authorities in Libya, is trying to trace and potentially aid in the rescue of these victims. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Authorities in London say they know where a fire started inside a London high-rise apartment building that killed at least 17 people and sent dozens to the hospital this week. A London Fire Department spokesman said the investigators are not suspecting arson.
Our specialist investigators and experts have examined what we believe is the original location where the fire started. And based on what we know, there is nothing to suggest at this time that the fire was started deliberately.
The spokesman added, it will take weeks for the investigation to be completed. 3 Palestinian men have carried out attacks near Jerusalem's Old City, killing an Israeli policewoman before being shot dead by security forces. Officials said there were 2 simultaneous attacks Friday near the Damascus Gate, an approved entry point into the walled Old City of Jerusalem for adult Palestinian men to attend Friday prayers. I'm G. Abilene in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.